Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures ended up today lower here. We were down 2 to 3 cents in corn, while soybeans September up 16 and a quarter. As we go through that first notice day, a lack of deliveries really caused that to September to increase. November beans, on the other hand, down 4 and a quarter at 1024 and a half. And then wheat futures were negative across the board after trading higher earlier in the day. Kansas City wheat closed down 2 and three quarters in December at 642. And Chicago wheat was down 7 to 8 cents. Now, the wheat had a pretty big range here of about 14 cents for Kansas City from the high to the low, and 17 cents for the Chicago from the high to the low. We did have some rains here in the Midwest, and there's going to be rain for the next 2 weeks. The forecast calls in both the 1 week and 2 week forecast for above normal rainfall and above normal temperature. So it doesn't look like there's any threat of dryness at this point. Of course, the growing season is mostly behind us here. We haven't had any threats, and there's no real threat to cold weather going forward, or an early frost or freeze at this point. And we have the three-day weekend with Labor Day on Monday. The markets will be closed on Sunday night and Monday throughout the day. They will reopen Monday night at 7 p.m. to resume normal trading.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The International Grain Council, IGC, updated their world numbers. They raised world wheat, the world wheat crop, by 11 million metric tons, and that's weighing on the wheat market despite all that uncertainty and all the problems developing in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine and Russia. There was talk of some lower quality in the U.S. and the European Union, and then some dryness problems in Australia. But the overall, it looks like things are, in terms of the whole world, are going to be a little bit bigger, a bigger production. And there's also continued rumblings of that sudden death syndrome for soybeans. It doesn't look like it's going to be a real wide spread problem. And as we wind down the growing season and transition into harvest, most of the focus at this point will be on yields and people reporting yields out of the field. Early estimates suggest higher than what the USDA has projected. There's some people saying that the yield could be as high as 180 for corn and as high as 48 bushels per acre for the U.S. soybean crop. And anytime you have these what seem like outlandish yield reports, it's going to drive prices to the downside.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets: October live cattle up 132 and 150.42. December up 125 at 153.95. October feeder cattle up 195 at 216.72. And November up 245 at 215.37. October lean hogs 265 higher at 98.12. December up 162 at 92 even. September Kansas City wheat down 8 and 3 quarters, sat at 626 and a quarter. December down 2 at 642 and three quarters. September Chicago wheat down 6 1/4 at 550 1/4. December down 8 1/4 at 563 1/2. September corn down 2 3/4 at 359. December down 4 1/2 at 364 3/4. September soybeans up 15 3/4 at 1089 1/2. And November down 4 1/2 at 1024 1/4. October cotton up 46 at 67.60. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.